Hey y'all, this is Tiana Anderson, content creator and social media strategist at Anderson Innovative Marketing, and I am so happy to be sitting here with the Crown and Connected podcast. Check them out, y'all.
What's up, sis, and hey, queens. Today, we are officially launching the Crown and Connected podcast, and today, none other than myself, CT. And we also got, who else we got on here today?
We got Stasia Dow. I am newly a part of Crown and Connected. I do help manage a couple of different things.
You don't help
not gonna go
manage.
I'm sorry?
I said you don't help manage. You definitely manage some critical aspects.
Well, I do a little something. But I'm a teacher and I'm just glad to be here to turn up with you guys.
Hello, sis.
And hey, y'all, it's Britt, y'all's president, I guess.
President, emperor, and the queen. Hello, Brittany.
Hello.
Hola.
Brat for short.
For sure.
So, if y'all don't know, we kind of started this Crown and Connected podcast so that we can give ourselves a platform to talk about social issues that pertain to young Black women, empowered Black women, because we have all these things that come up in our everyday lives, whether it's work, whether it's politics, whether it's health, our wellness, and we need to talk about it. And that's exactly what we're going to do here today. And one thing that has been on our minds since we started this movement is a very important topic to us, and that is collaboration versus competition amongst other Black women. Do y'all feel me?
Yes.
Yeah, girl. Go ahead.
So today we just gonna talk. We gonna dive into that a little bit. Later on, we got an interview that we did with Miss Tiana Anderson, the founder of Ready Set Aim. She has an event coming up, but we're going to get into all that a little bit later. But right now, Stasia and Brittany, I want to let's chop it up a little bit and let's talk about collaboration versus competition in Black women. Why are we even talking about this?
I think we face it so much with our community and our minority, per se, like our Black women. On the collaboration side, you know, I think there's the opportunity is always there. And I think that's a powerful decision that we can make is to collab with one another as Black women. But the competition part, I don't know if I said that twice, but the competition part is always in a way. There's always one person feeling slighted or intimidated. And then there's always one person that just wants to get over on everybody. So it's really hard to try to collaborate with a Black woman because of those fears that we all have instilled in ourselves.
So when she say, Brittany, when she say fears, Brittany, did that make you think of anything or?
I think it's more so fear of being outshined. And I think that if two women or two or three women or four women or five women or six women all do the same thing, there is room for everybody to shine. There's room for everybody to get money. It's a bag out here for everybody because mm-hmm. it's just like where people are selling hair. I know most people who are selling hair and all of them are doing well. And there's no reason why they can't all do a show together or, you know, link up and do a pop-up shop together because everybody like hair.
And everybody want to try different types of hair.
I know I need.
Yes, and everybody might, you know, because I like you don't mean, like if you're my friend don't mean I can't patronize another vendor. And so I think more so, like I said, it's just a fear of maybe, or you feel like you don't want your ideas getting stolen, which intellectual property is real. And so that is another issue. Like we kind of came across, we have ideas and then we will invite people to our meetings and they will take our ideas and go start their own thing mm-hmm. or kind of just piggyback our ideas and not give proper credit. Mm-hmm. So I think, Black women just have to find a fine line in between. Just don't let another woman dim your light and keep it moving. Even if you are feeling salty, like it's not always time to place to throw shade or like, you know, be salty. Like just step your game up, period.
Yeah, I've definitely been there, especially working in a corporate world, I guess. Of course, there's like being an entrepreneur, like you said, like if you got your own venture type thing and you going out and you're trying to secure your own bag. And then there's being in the corporate world where we're already very scarce and limited. And then, I don't know, I've been in situations when other Black women really empower me and help me become my best self. And then I've also been in situations, I ain't gonna lie, where some sisters be like, all right, now, what you doing? What's your motive? Like, you know what I mean? Because the way she moves is just different. We've definitely been on both ends of the spectrum, whereas we've had some hot competition. And competition is not a bad thing, I don't think, right. Because competition make you be like, well, let me get my ish together. Let me stop procrastinating.
Use it as motivation. Like me, I event plan. There are several other Black event planners in the area, and they may be doing better business than me or more, being more popular than me, but that doesn't mean like you stop any of my growth over here. And I don't see it as a more so as me hating on you. Competition is very healthy, and it's more so, Brittany, get it laid out and get it moving. And some of their stuff, like some of their events are very pretty, and it's like, oh, okay, that was creative. Like, you know.
Right. Stasia will be at Ready, Set, Aim, which is an empowerment event for Black women in business and Black entrepreneurs, founded by Miss Tiana Anderson. And up next, we have an interview with Miss Tiana Anderson herself. And she was so inspirational, and she was such good vibes talking to her. And
yes, she was.
I cannot wait for y'all to hear what she has to say, and hopefully, if you have time on September 29th, you'll be able to check out her event. So up next, we got Miss Tiana Anderson, and Sage and I were able to sit down and talk with her.
Well, what I wanted to go over is being a mom. Like, that's an emotion in itself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a mom of two, so okay. I understand. And there has been times where you have to, like, dig yourself out of this slumber hole with being a parent.
Yes.
What skills of discipline do you have?
Ooh, I'm still developing those skills, man.
Because it takes structure.
It really does. And that goes back to the consistency. So for me, and when I became consistent in getting in my word, my Bible, day and night, it kind of set my day up for success. So me just saying, you know, I'm just going to be consistent with one simple thing, getting in my word, just reading a scripture. It doesn't have to be a long Bible study and you're journaling and all that. Sometimes I think as women, we do too much, you know, journaling, that's great, not knocking it. Meditation, great, not knocking it. But you may not have time for all of that when you have kids, you know, so... But you should have time, you know, as much as we spend on social media, you have time to read a quick Bible verse, you know, 30 seconds, 2 minutes, morning and night. So when I became consistent with that, that gave me the motivation and energy I needed to wake up at 5 and 5:30 in the morning. And then that made me consistent with organizing my house and keeping it cleaner. And then it was just like a domino effect. I became more consistent in a lot of different areas. And so your motivation is, how bad do you want it? And then also making sure that you're taking care of your physical health and your mental health, because that is also an important key to your success. Like you said, if you're a mom and you're tired all the time, you cannot ignore that. So how can you get your kids, you know, to simmer down, to go to bed, add some structure to their day and their life? And that will make them more like, oh, okay, this is bedtime. I should probably sleep. Getting more consistent with your grocery list so that, you know, for me, sometimes we tend to eat really late at night, which, you know, is going to keep my kids up late at night. So what do I need to do to get my dinner ready at a reasonable time? My kids are eating and they're in the bed, so I can either decompress or do some work or whatever the case may be. But it definitely takes a lot of planning, like you said, and just understanding what are the things that need to happen today. Kind of like I have daily to-do lists as well. And so, you know, what needs to happen today, you know, setting those goals, you know, what is the whole year goals, breaking that down by the months, and then breaking that down by the weeks and then the days. And then that will give you a daily to-do list. And then just understanding and fitting that into your daily life and just know, like, let's say you only have 2 hours a day to work on your business. What can you get done in 2 hours that's really going to impact your business and move it forward? Now, obviously, if you only have 2 hours a day to work on your business, you're not going to be at the same place that somebody, they're working 8, 10, 12, 15 hours a day. So you have to understand that and be okay with it. But just really planning, taking care of yourself, your mental health, your physical health, and just being consistent, And then don't beat yourself up either. Don't beat yourself up.
That's a big one.
Yeah, exactly. Women, we tend to beat ourselves up a lot. If you're working 2 hours a day out of everything, other thing you had to do, that deserves a huge kudos and a huge pat on the back, and you should be happy about that. So, but just understand, obviously, no, you're not going to be at $1 million next week working, or next year working 2 hours a day.
And so it looks like you have a background in entrepreneurship and creating these type of events that you're going to be hosting on the 29th of September.
Yes. So this is kind of like my first event. But I would say I've been an entrepreneur for the last 8 years. It just kind of started with a blog, a natural hair / lifestyle blog. And that just developed into people seeing my ability, people seeing that I was deeply rooted in the beauty industry. That is one of my passions. And it just developed into people asking me to do all these little projects for them. And then I'm like, wow, this is a business, you know. I had so many people asking, can you do my website content? Can you write my bio? Can you edit my newsletter? Can you do all these different things? And I was just saying yes, 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 for free. And I'm like, this is actually a business. It wasn't until a friend made me come up with a price that she could pay me that I'm like, okay, yeah, this is a business. I need to start taking this more serious. Part-time entrepreneur, because I am really a full-time mom. So my children are actually, I homeschool my middle child.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that takes a lot of time out of my day. And, of course, my other children I'm heavily involved with. So for that reason, I consider myself a part-time entrepreneur. But there's going to come a day where I will be a certified, bona fide, full-time entrepreneur. But for now, I would consider myself a part-time entrepreneur.
You asked some questions about becoming an entrepreneur.
Now, one thing I want to point out, the event is being held in the downtown Hinesville district, mm-hmm. which is up and coming, and it's like very popular right now. How did you end up managing that? How did you make that happen?
I have to really give credit where it's due. That is by way of my wonderful event assistant or event manager, Miss Deborah Rayford. She has her own event business called Distinguished Affairs. And so she, being in that industry, has a lot of connections with a lot of different venues, a lot of different people. And she was like, when we were brainstorming, like, where could we have this that's nice but not too expensive? That was the first thing that came to her mind. And, you know, me not being from Toledo, wasn't familiar with it at all. We took a tour. I loved it. I'm like, okay, I have to make this happen. And so due to the connection with her, the event manager there was willing to work with me and the summit, and we were able to make it happen. So that was just a true blessing and a connection through Deb.
And I know you have a team. Deborah's not the only one.
Right.
You have a team of women behind you. I'm sure you would need one to to organize an event of this magnitude. So tell me a little bit about how that came together.
Yes. So that came together. It was really crazy. I was at a vending event for Women of Toledo, and some clients of mine at the time, Sexy Cosmetics, it was the end of the event. Everyone was kind of packing up, and, you know, somehow, you know, I'm like, let me voice this idea that's in my head. I don't know why, but I have to get this out of my head. So I started talking about, we need to come together, just kind of like about what we're talking about today. We need to come together. We need to create a sense of community. We need to be able to share knowledge and information. And, you know, as I was talking to the two young ladies I was speaking with, more women came and gathered around me. And then next thing you know, there's about 10 women listening to me. I'm like, whoa. Wasn't expecting that. I'm just, you know.
You're on your soapbox.
Exactly. I was on my soapbox divulging everything that was in my head. And so I had women saying, yeah, I agree with you. Here's my business card. If you do something, please let me know. And I'm like, and everybody's like, so you know you have to do this. I'm like, wait a minute. I was just talking. But I just felt it so burdened in my heart that, yeah, I did have to do it just because I was able to gather 10 women just by me talking about it. So that was in December, and then January we started planning, and I just went back to everybody who said, if you need some help, let me know. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I need your help. I see that you're good in XYZ, or I see you have a business in XYZ. Can you do this role, that role? And so that's kind of how the team formed.
Okay. What type of feedback did you get when you brought up this event to not only the women that you talk to, but like your family and your friends?
My family and friends have been very supportive. I would say the first thing, you know, was trying to secure speakers. That was difficult, to say the least, because me not being from Toledo, it's like, okay, who is this chick? What is she talking about? So no matter how professional I am, and, you know, I didn't slide in some DMs, I'm going through your corporate email or your personal email, I did get a lot of like, okay, well, I don't know you like that. So that was a hurdle that I definitely had to overcome. And then, you know, kind of had to use my team to make some introductions, and then, you know, prayer and a whole lot of other things. But yeah, so that was one of the main hurdles I had. But as far as family and friends, very supportive. They're like, yeah, you should do it, you know, because the way it sounds, this is very needed. So I'm like, okay, I'm doing this.
And we finally made those connections and got your foot in the door with people like Diana Patton. You have some really influential women on this panel that's going to be on September 29th. Tell me about, have you guys met face to face? What was that like when you finally got to meet some of the people that you were?
So most of my speakers I have met face to face before. We like, okay, we're doing this, we're moving forward. And just, you know, having them sit down with me and hearing my vision, hearing what I wanted them to provide for the day, it got them excited. And they're veterans. Most of the women speaking that day are veterans. They've been doing this 20 plus years. And so to see them get excited, excited me even further, because they felt like it was definitely needed as well. So it kind of gave me that extra confidence, like, okay, I can do this. This isn't crazy. There's people that will come, because obviously when you're planning an event, you're like, what if nobody comes?
That's always the fear of having
it. Is.
It. And it's going to, and it's like that until the day of. Until
exactly.
In the moment. Mm-hmm. I've thrown enough events to, I definitely connect.
Yes. Uh-huh. You
and
get to.
That day after, you're like, okay, woo, don't thank God it's over.
Right. Exactly.
And we are so excited to be able to promote and support the Ready, Set, Aim Summit coming this Saturday, September 29th. You still got time to get your tickets. And later that same day, Crown and Connected will be at Club Evolution for the When We All Vote party with the Toledo Young Black Democrats. So make sure you check that out too. And next week, we're going to drop another episode for y'all, because we got even more queens to talk to. We're going to talk about everything from sexual empowerment to style and all the other things that matter to us. So keep queening, and we'll see y'all next week.